here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene came ashore overnight as a Category 4, the most powerful storm to strike Florida's Big Bend region in nearly two centuries. ABC's Jim Ryan.
The community of Gulfport, Florida is surrounded by water. Tampa Bay on the east, the Gulf of Mexico on the west. Suffice it to say that
it's been a very difficult night.
Gulfport Mayor Samuel Henderson.
We've had catastrophic damages to some areas of the city, both to our businesses, to city property, and also to the homes of some of our residents.
At sea level, community saw an 8-foot storm surge hours before Helene's rains began to fall. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In New York City, cameras clicking outside a federal court building as Mayor Eric Adams entered this morning for his arraignment. His federal indictment tells of unreported flights and luxury hotel accommodations from Turkish officials. We have word this morning that British actress Maggie Smith, known for her roles in Downton Abbey and Harry Potter, has died. She was 89. This is ABC News. Pope Francis in Belgium addressing anger over decades of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church.
Reacting to criticism from the Belgian Prime Minister and the King, the Pope says the Church must seek forgiveness. He was speaking to an audience which included the monarch. Earlier, Prime Minister De Croo blasted him for the Catholic Church's abuse legacy and cover-ups, demanding concrete steps to be taken to come clean about the past and put victims' interests first. The speech, one of the most pointed ever directed at the pontiff during a foreign trip. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Dock workers could strike tomorrow. The big issue, wages. Ports on the Eastern Seaboard and Gulf Coast are now asking a federal agency to force the International Longshoremen's Association to the bargaining table. They say the union isn't negotiating in good faith. Analysts say a walkout lasting more than a week could delay the arrival of imports, including fresh produce, toys, booze, vehicles, and car parts. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Onderley is calling on the legislature to more than double its reimbursement of special ed costs to local school districts. In her fourth State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday, Onderley called on the state to fund at least 60% of special education costs. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the state will use more than $10 million to help reduce traffic congestion and air pollution. Efforts to upgrade public transit, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, and ride-sharing programs are also covered by the funding. And the namesake of a Green Bay school will have a permanent presence there. The Packers Hall of Fame installed a bust of Vince Lombardi at Lombardi Middle School Wednesday. The donation is part of the team's Legacy Series program that shares stories of Packer greats as an educational resource to students and the community. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long today. Mostly sunny, our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to wrap up our week-long spotlight of Alamo Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're going to do that coming up next. First, here's Tracy Lawrence and Paint Me in Birmingham. It's 9:07.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" And I said, "If there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikin's on this Friday as we wrap up our spotlight this week with Valamo Farms just outside of Ogallee. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our monthly spotlights. And Ted Weinserl joins us once again. And now we're going to talk about something a little different. Valamo Farms is really involved in a lot of civic groups here in the Ogallee area. And one of them is the Lake Ogallee Association. Be like a dairy farm? Lake on a lake association? But they're not even on the lake. Ted, you're not even on the lake. Why are you part of it?
We are on the lake. We're right next door. Like we were talking earlier, we're just a half a mile away, but we do crop farm right adjacent to Lake Ogallee. And the lake is, geez, I want to say they dammed that off in the 30s, I believe. Yeah, maybe even earlier than that. But the original depth of the lake was up to 30 feet deep, and it's over the years it's been gradually filling with sediment, and there's people have really noticed it as of late, and in an effort to do something about it, and in our research we found out that before you can do anything you need to have a lake association. And we all felt here at the farm that it would be good for all of us, or at least one of us, to be on the board or be member, and we are all members of the Lake Association, just because we are farming adjacent to the lake, and it's good to be a member of that and help try to improve the quality of the lake as much as we possibly can.
So being so close, I have to think that as a kid you spent a lot of time at that lake if your dad had let you go take some time off to go have some fun at the lake.
Oh yeah, he liked having fun down there as much as we did it. And my grandpa, he had a house right down on the lake, and when it would get to be the heat of the summer, Dad would keep the boat down there tied right up to the dock, and we get the milking done at night. And at I don't know if you've ever been water skiing, Brian, but if you go at 7 o'clock at night, it's perfect. It's smooth as glass. It worked out good. You could go down there and just untie the boat and jump right in with your work shorts on if you wanted to, and you were skiing right after work. So
that, and so that's, again, this has special meaning for the farm and your family. It does make sense that you want to be to help out with this, and you've done a lot with that association.
We have. It's been a big time commitment. It's been fun though, at the same time. And part of the reason for me being on the board, or me wanting to run to be a delegate on the board, was to help educate people on what current farming practices are. There's a lot of residences on the lake. A lot of those are cabins. A lot of these people are not involved in agriculture. Many of them probably don't even have a good idea of what good agricultural practices are, but they probably do have an idea of what they might think is a bad agricultural practice. And I feel like as a dairy farmer, as just a farmer in general, we get kind of stuck into an ideal that's often not true. And it seems like a common misconception is that we just slop through things and get it done as easy and cheap as possible, but it's not the case. We're here to take care of the land, and not just the land, the animals and the lake next door. So it takes a lot to do that, and I'm proud to be a part of that, and I'm glad to educate people as much as I can on what we're doing as far as working with NRCS and land conservation. Land conservation is a big part of lakeshore preservation and erosion control, things like that. And I think our farm alone has 5 or 6 conservation dams along that watershed there.
You mentioned NRCS. You also bring to that board a lot of expertise and a lot of contacts that can help the association to find ways to improve that lake.
Yeah, you hit it on the head there. That's kind of my role there, is to make those connections between some of the board members that maybe have more time to work on that. I can get them in touch with the people that they need to be, because we work with these people annually on different projects, you know, around the farm.
I'm sure it's easier for a board member to say, I'm with the Lake O'Galley Association. Ted Weinzierl gave me your name. Can you help me out? And they know exactly right away, not only you, of course, but where they're at, where the lake is at, and everything about what's going on around the lake.
Yeah, it. Like I said, I can't say enough about land conservation and NRCS up there. They've been great to work with, and more than helpful. So,
and you're part of the Sportsman's Club. The farm is. Tell us about that. That's again kind of related to the lake, but outdoor activities. There's more than just water skiing at 7 o'clock at night in your work clothes after you got off the dairy, after you're done with milking. There's a lot of other outdoor activities too that the Sportsman Club support and the farm wants to support.
Yeah, you bet. Around here, there's a plentiful deer. Everybody likes to go hunting. Sportsmen's role around O'Galley, people often ask me, why have a lake association and the Sportsman's Club? But to apply for a lot of the grants, and work with the DNR on the lake specifically, you need to have either a lake district or lake association. On the other hand of that, there's a sportsman's club who handles, like, for example, Pine View Park down there. And another big project that they did years ago on the lake that helped a lot was the riprap around the lake, which is putting all that big limestone around there to hold back and retain the lake shore. And that was big for Lake O'Galley because it is a small lake and it has enough depth that people can use their sport cruisers down there and go down and do some water skiing and tubing. And it's just big enough you can have fun doing that, but it's small enough that it really gets churned up and those waves go up and pound on the shore and cause a bunch of sloughing and erosion and such. So that lake is 100% lined with riprap around to reinforce those banks. And that was a big project that Sportsman's took on, and they handled that, hauling that stuff in there on the ice and pushing it up on the shore. Big project for them to do. So they've done their part, too, down there.
Do you do any ice fishing on the lake, or do you avoid that?
Oh, no, we enjoy the ice fishing down there. There is some really good spots down there. I'm not going to tell you exactly where there are, but you can catch some big northern down there and bass in the wintertime. But, yeah, that's... Once we get through the Lake Association's ice fishing contest and we get that behind us, then, you know, mid to late January, February, it's fun to get down there and set up the tip-ups on the weekends. So,
well, you know, you got to take some time off from the dairy farm as well. But again, being involved, dude, before we talked, you said, Brian, it's just the right thing to do. And I would think that your dad, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, your great-great-great-grandfather probably all would agree with that.
If you want to see change, you can't expect it to just happen. And if you want to, if you have concerns, and you know, take the lake and the Lake Association, for example, that ended up just being a few pontoons tied up in the middle and talking one weekend, and there might have been some beer involved, but you know, people bring it up and they say, hey, gosh, it really looks weedy this weekend, or, you know, it seems like the lake is getting really shallow, but it has been consistently. That's just kind of the natural thing. But to get something done with that, you know, then you got to ask yourself, well, what has to happen? Well, it takes people to get involved and a group to be formed and people to be committed to do that. And Dad, he's been involved with it. My brother's involved with it. I am. And like you said, my grandpa, he... and great-grandpa, and so on and so forth. That's just kind of the way it's been. So,
also, to the farm, not recently, but a few years back, brought everybody for breakfast. And with all of the changes since the dairy breakfast, boy, you could almost host it again. I'm going to put that plug in there. But it was important for the farm to host the dairy breakfast, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we did that. And it's been a while now. It's been since 2016, I think, we did that. We volunteered for Dunn County to do that, and we set up a tent here in the yard and had everybody out. And boy, there's stories I could go on about that morning too. We had 2-inch rain or maybe even 3-inch rain that morning. It was a mess. But, you know, by the time people started rolling in at 8 o'clock, the sun was shining and things were drying out already. It turned out to be a really nice day. But, yeah, that organization, too, is another great one that the farm has been involved with, and that was fun to do as well. So,
and it was really a chance for you guys to show off some of the things you are doing. With that, you know, everyone talks about sustainability. Sounds like you guys have been doing this since 1846.
Not just us. That's just farming in general. That's how it works. You have to get the land to produce what you can get it to produce and the animals to produce what they can produce. And if on tight margins, if you're not doing that, you're just going to be eliminated.
Again, a lot of special things happening here at Valamo Farms. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our spotlight of Valamo Farms all this week here on WRDN.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw Star Wars.
hours at least 8 times. Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair Fawcett hairdo days, nail bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. It was 1970.
Two young people without a thing. Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love. Like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans.
miles, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Fast Car 936. I'm Brian Winnikins. NASCAR returns this weekend. We're in Kansas for the Kansas Lottery 300 Xfinity Series race. Our coverage begins tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Then it's the NASCAR Cup Series Hollywood Casino 400 Sunday starting at 1 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history. For this September 27th, 1918, President Woodrow Wilson takes another Liberty Loan campaign to support the men and machines during the First World War. This would be his fourth Liberty Loan campaign. 1919, the Democratic National Committee voted to admit women. 1954, The Tonight Show debuts on NBC, hosted by Steve Allen. 1964, the Warren Commission issues their report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The report concluded Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the November 1963 assassination. Of course, there's a whole bunch of people say that's not true. It's a cover-up. 1989, Columbia Pictures Entertainment agreed to be purchased by Sony for $3.4 billion in cash. Wow. Just imagine. Here you own something, guy, you know, person walks in and says, we want to buy you out, and they just bring the briefcases of $3.4 billion in $100 bills. Oh, how awesome is that, right? Also, in 2015, Pope Francis, rather, left the U.S. to head back to the Vatican. The Pope's six-day visit wrapped up on this date in Philadelphia with an outdoor mass. To a loud applause, the Pope concluded by saying, may God bless you all, and God bless America. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Bear & Sons and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 9 to 23.23, November down 5 to 22.68, December steady at 21.49, January down 2 at 20.66. Live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher today after cash markets yesterday were mostly higher, $4 higher in the north, $2 higher in the south. That's helping to support the cattle markets today. Hog markets, meanwhile, they're moving mostly mixed. Still some reaction to yesterday's hogs and pigs report. October live cattle up 72 cents to 184.82. October feeder cattle up 85 cents to 247.77. October hogs up 5 cents to 82.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets relatively flat. Soybeans slightly higher. Wheat, though, moving mostly lower. Now, they're seeing some harvest pressure for much of the U.S. corn and soybean belt as the harvest actively advances. Brazil is offering some better rain chances. USDA, though, will release the quarterly grain stocks and small grain summary on Monday. So there's a little bit of positioning ahead of that as well ahead of the weekend. December corn up 2 to 415 and a quarter. November beans up 5 and 3 quarters to 1046 and 3 quarters. December wheat down 8 to 576 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat December down 4 to 607 and a half.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long. Today, mostly sunny, our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. Na 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 na.
Now your photos don't have a picture frame, and I never say your name, and I never will. And all your things, well, I threw them in the trash, and I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. Na 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 na.
You want my future, you can't have it. Took me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
to change my thinking when you change your name. And neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold, dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And hard, hard breaks are hard to break, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun.
lonely myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard heartbreaks, so hard to breathe. So I just tell the same.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Morgan Whalen, Lies, 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 951. I'm Brian Winnikinsby, listening for Chip Flory with the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. While Katmai National Park and Preserve is getting ready for its annual Fat Bear Week celebration. The contest allows you to vote for your favorite chunky bear in a tournament-style bracket. Apparently, this is popular as 1.3 million votes were placed last year. The yearly event celebrates the resilience of the park's 2,200 brown bears as they fatten up for the winter, looking for those picnic baskets before they take the big nap. Contestants will be announced September 30th, and voting will take place from October 2nd through October 8th. So be looking for all of the chunky bears at the National Parks website. Come on up on Monday and vote for your favorite one.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
At Advent Health, we know that life is filled with twists, turns, and pivots. We can give up, give in, or give it all we've got. We're always believing, never ceasing, future shapers, difference makers, taking on the day. We all have a divine light to guide us. So, whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With
auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. And ask if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink verdicts. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Sawyer Brown, Some Girls Do, 9:58. Happy National Chocolate Milk Day today. Did you know that in the late 1680s, an Irish-born physician by the name of Sir Hans Sloane invented the chocolatey beverage that became known as chocolate milk? Sloane was offered the position of personal physician to an English duke in Jamaica. He jumped at the opportunity. While in Jamaica, Sloane encountered a local beverage. The locals would mix coca and water together. However, when Sloane tasted it, he was like, yuck! So he would experiment with the beverage and found a way to combine coca with milk. The creamy combination made it a very pleasant tasting drink. He later returned to England with the chocolate recipe in hand. Initially,